Hello, peeps. Yes, I am back. Welcome back to another episode of the What More Do You Want From Me podcast. It's Alexa, and yes, I've been gone. I really appreciate the listeners who are listening to my podcast. I do see that on my stats, so I really appreciate whoever's listening and keeping up with me. At least on my last podcast, I know it's been a long time, but I really just want to like update you guys and just let you know about some things that have been going on. Nothing like too deep, but yeah. So I hope you guys are having a good day. Literally today is like one of the first days. I mean, it's been kind of nice and sunny in the past, but I think it's really been like 70s and 80s now. So yeah, so that's really nice. Normally I hate warm weather. I actually, when I was younger, I really hated the sun, and I still hate the sun a lot. I wouldn't say it's necessarily like, oh, like, I'm afraid of the sun. Like, that's not it. I just am a very pale person in general, and so I do sunburn very easily. Not that I would sunburn, like, immediately. But yeah, I was always like very like if it was sunny out, I would rather just be inside or like swimming in a pool, or you know, like I'm not the type of person to like sit out and tan. Never ever ever. One, because I don't feel the need to be tan. I've never been like a self-tan girly ever in my life. I mean, it might be cool to do that, but it just never crossed my mind as something I wanted to do. So yeah, anyway, but it is really sunny now and I am enjoying it. The months of the winter was nonstop in Illinois. Anybody who lives here could definitely back me up on that, I feel like, just because even though we didn't get like as much snow as I feel like we did last year, it was just like wind. Like the wind was crazy. It was just icy and cold, and I was over it. Also, I hate like layering. Like I hate putting on more layers of clothes constantly. So that was a negative for me. But now we're in sunny springtime, sunny 70s, 80s. And yeah, but I think the last time I talked to you guys, I was saying how I was working my job. I work at a piercing place at my local mall. And I think last time I was saying how, like I got more used to how things worked around there. And I was enjoying it. And that still is true. I really do enjoy learning about like different piercings and sizing and helping people like pick their sizes. I think that's one of the most rewarding parts of the job I'm working, just because like you're helping so many people make sure they get the right size, because it is super frustrating when you like you'll go to like an online store or something and try to get like a nose ring and you get it, after like waiting for shipping, and the nose ring is not the right size, you know. But if they come into the store, we can like help them change it out. I can't personally, but like the piercer can. And like we can just help you find whatever you want. We also have like a lot of really cool like designed earrings and like studs to wear. So I think that's really cool to be able to help people. I know that's not going to be everybody's cup of tea, but it's definitely something I like about it. One thing though is that, sorry, I'm in a parking lot and some car's alarm is just beeping for no reason. But anyway, it's still, like, the lights are still going off, but the beeper is off now. Weird. No, but, the other side of my job is dealing with so many complaints. Oh, there she goes again. So many complaints. It's, we honestly, like, me and my coworkers have talked about this a lot, but we're just confused at why there is a certain audacity people bring in to the store. I think with every service job, you kind of have to expect people to assume they're right about everything. Pretty much, because that's just the mindset. Like, if they want something, they want it right, they want it like perfect, and I totally understand that. I'm a very like meticulous person when it comes to getting things or buying certain things. Like, I'm very meticulous about needing that like right thing. So I definitely understand the customer's side of things or their perspective, but it is kind of crazy how many people try to argue with us and just get their way when either our policy says otherwise or it's simply not possible, you know. We actually had to call security on one of our customers the other day because she was getting very aggressive. And she wasn't getting physically aggressive, but she was getting very, like, in our faces. It was just me and my piercer at work. So I was closing alone. And it was just my piercer there with me. Luckily, she was there. But she was getting, very irritated and aggressive and started raising her voice, yelling at us. And she just was disgruntled, and I understand her reasoning. She was trying to get a new ear or a new nose stud because the other one was defective. Like, the other one, the stud fell out of it, which is totally understandable. Like, we can definitely exchange that. We can give you a new one. But her response to our saying, like, she can have a exchange was, oh no, I want a full refund. And this particular nose stud was like $150 in total. And she was just not taking no for an answer. And so we called security. And the second security came in, she totally flipped her switch. She completely acted like nothing was wrong. She said, oh, like, why would you ever think I would do anything? Well, we're just workers. Like, how are we supposed to know if somebody's going to get aggressive, somebody's going to get physical, somebody's going to get any type of way, you know? And so that's what happened. Usually it doesn't get that crazy. I was telling my mom, I was like, usually it doesn't get to the extent that we call security, but my piercer was just over it. And she said, that's not the way that I would want anybody talking to anybody in our store. Because it was uncomfortable. And not to say that, like, you should just deal with, like, uncomfortable situations by, like, calling security. But in that case, she had been, like, hounding us for, like, an hour and a half. And, like, customers were going away. Customers were staying away from the store because they heard, like, all this commotion, you know, from the store. So, yeah. But, that's just how it goes. If anybody who's listening has experienced any of those type of things in service jobs, I definitely can sympathize with you. It's not an easy thing to deal with. I think in those situations, you kind of just have to do what you can to let them know that you are trying to help as much as you can. I know they might not want to hear that, but just letting them know, like, hey, I want to help you. Like, it's not my intention to turn you away. Or not fulfill what you want to happen, you know? That's not my intention. I just want to help you. And as service workers, that's what we're there to do. We're there to cash people out at the register. We're there to open cases for people so they can see jewelry, you know? So yeah, if anybody is in a service job or have been in a service job, I think just understanding, like, patience-wise, it's not, like, it's obviously not you. Like, just treat people with kindness. And that's both the customer side and the worker side. 'Cause I feel like it's definitely harder to, like, for a worker or for a customer to be angry and continue the aggression when people are kind and are trying to sympathize with you, as opposed to, like, being rude back. That is definitely not advisable. It's just not gonna, it's gonna add fire to the flame. Like, it's gonna add, like, so much more everything. And I mean, this might be common sense. Obviously, like, you know, people are, like, probably thinking, oh, well, obviously you don't wanna be aggressive. Obviously you don't wanna be rude to people. Obviously, blah, blah, blah. But sometimes in those situations, it's hard to remember that because you, like, in real life, you might be, not in real life, but, like, you normally might be, more on the side of, like, not taking anybody's, sorry, I had to turn the air on. I'm dying in my car. So hopefully it's not too loud. But, like, I'm just saying, like, you might not be somebody who likes to be walked all over normally, and you kind of have to put that aside in your mind, because it's a whole different ballgame when you're at a job. And personally, I am like that. I like to stand up for things I believe in, and if somebody's rude to me, I wouldn't necessarily say I'm like the nicest back to them. Of course, when it's needed, like, I'm not just gonna be mean for no reason. But yeah, anyway, so it's just a lot of learning. At my previous job, I also worked retail, and we did deal with a lot of customers who were not happy with certain policies, and we tried to deal with that as understandingly as possible. But the mall is just a whole different thing, people. If anybody says that, like, yeah, working at the mall might not be too bad, like, you know, I will completely debunk that idea and just say that it is not for the weak. You have to, I feel like, have a thicker skin. Or be ready to learn to have a thicker skin, you know? But anyway, so that's what's been going on with my job. I've gotten really close with my coworkers, just because, like, honestly, I see them 24/7. And so that's been really nice to, like, talk to them about, like, what's going on in their lives constantly. You know, just, like, just trying to get through that shift as easy as possible. And, that group of girls, is definitely helping me get through it. On another topic, Blair has not stopped, making biscuits. And if you don't know what making biscuits is, just look it up on, well, not like literally making biscuits, look up cat making biscuits on like TikTok or literally anywhere, and you'll see what it is. But basically, she's just like kneading into soft pillows or blankets like she's like kittens due to their moms. But she's been obsessively doing that lately, which she never did when she was younger, so I don't know what changed. Maybe I feel more mom-like to her as of lately, I'm not sure. But yeah, she cannot stop doing that. Also, she just loves to cuddle. Like, normally she was like a very, like, she'd be standoffish, and she wouldn't, you know, come up on the bed and, like, lay with me constantly. Like, she would at night a little bit, but now it's like, she will not be off of me. So, that's an interesting thing, because I'm similar to, like, how she was before, where I'm not a very cuddly person. Like, I'm not a hugger. I, like, obviously, like, when I'm with my family, I'll hug you. But, like, normally, I'm not a very hug, like, touch person. I'd rather not. So, yeah. So, when Blair was all up on me, it was very interesting. I was like, okay, we can deal with this. But it did get annoying a little bit. But now she's cute and cuddly, and I just enjoy seeing her after work every day. Oh, by the way, why I'm like recording this, I'm off work today. It is Tuesday currently. I was gonna upload this earlier because I was gonna do it yesterday, but I worked yesterday and I also had therapy. So it was a jam-packed day yesterday and I was like, it's not gonna happen. But I was like, I told my therapist, I was like, I'm gonna put something out because I really want, like, I want to get back into my creative kind of mode, I guess. I was telling my mom, I was like, I totally forgot that I did not update you guys on like so much. Okay, I'll start. So since I made the last podcast, I'm on this antidepressant. I started like a while ago at the beginning of this year, I want to say, or the end of last year. And so I'm on this specific antidepressant and it's been helping, I think, pretty well. But me being a Looney Tune crazy person, forgot that I need to check how many pills I have. Because if you don't check, you know, you might not have any. You might be like low. So anyway, I didn't check how many pills I had. And I'm at a pretty high dose for my medication. And so I was like, going to work. And I take my medicine before I go to work. And I looked in my pill bottle and it had nothing. So I ran out of my medication, had no idea. So that's why I couldn't like call ahead of time, just because I completely forgot that was even a thing. And so I went to work and complete flood of emotions. Like, somebody must have brought like an onion cart around and was following me, because I could not keep my tears from falling. Like, I don't even know how to describe what I was feeling. I mean, what I told my therapist and my mom when they asked, it basically felt like I was a drug addict and I was withdrawing. Like, it was that bad. I also was extremely nauseous constantly. I couldn't get the nauseous, like, feeling away. I was, dealing with, like, crazy temperature changes. So it was, like, hot and cold. I couldn't get up. I was freezing. Like, I was super tired. Like, I couldn't move. And I was very irritable. So, like, anything anybody was saying, like, I would just go off, like, the deep end and, like, just start crying. And so, yeah, I dealt with that for about a week, because I had to get everything in order. I had to call my doctor in, in Virginia, and had to get them to transfer the medication, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so I was dealing with these symptoms for like a week and a half, and It's just not, I wouldn't recommend it. Like, I can't believe I forgot. I'm never gonna forget again. Because genuinely, I thought I was gonna go crazy. Or going crazy. Like, I was in the middle of going crazy. But yeah, anyway, so I did get them. I went to the pharmacy and picked them up. And now we've been all good for about, like, 3 weeks now, I think. I think it was 3 weeks when I got, yeah, 3 weeks. So we're all good now. My brain has stabilized, but I just never had, went through that, like, kind of, I wouldn't even call it, like, I don't know. It was just very confusing to my brain. Because, like, I was assuming, like, the withdrawals is how I would act without my medication. But that's not necessarily the case. It was just the withdrawal symptoms. At least that's what my therapist said. Because, that's definitely not how I felt before I started medication. But just, and I mean, this also wouldn't have happened if I didn't go immediately cold turkey. Obviously it was unintentional, but like, if I had tapered down with like a lesser dosage, I think it would have been way better. But because I just immediately stopped, my brain was like doing like somersaults and trampoline, like jumping on trampolines at the same time, and it was not fine. But anyway, so all good with that now. Be careful with, you know, medications and dropping your dosage, like cold turkey like that. I mean, it's definitely sounds like common sense, but you could be in my situation where you forget things and you just, it pops out of your mind. 'Cause that definitely happened to me. But yeah, so that happened. Also, I was driving one day. This also happened at the end of the withdrawal state. I was driving back from work. Like, I got in my car and I was in the mall parking lot, and some guy like walked to my passenger side and was like pointing down, and I was like, oh, what does that mean? And so I figured it was like something with my tires. Well, of course it was. Of course it was. And so I looked and my tire was like deflated. It was my back tire. And so I was like, wow, that sucks. So I went to the gas station and was like, okay, I'll pay for like air and see if I can air it up. Air didn't work. And so I was like, well, my next option, I actually had to call my parents because, believe it or not, I've never had a flat tire. Thank goodness. But that was my first, like dealing with that. So I called AAA and got them to change it to a spare, and went to the tire shop, sorry. And turns out I had a nail stuck in my tire, in my back tire. And so, and also my tires were like 7 years old. And in Illinois, they have like a certain law, or, what's it called? Like this certain thing. So like, basically if your tires are a certain amount, like over like 5 years old, they can, like the police can fine you for like your tires being a certain, because it's just not safe. So anyway, I had to fully replace my two back tires, which was a lot more than I wanted to spend, of course. But, you know, safety first. It just was not something that was super fun to deal with. But, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. And then, not going into the details of this, but I did get my tax information. And I am so broke now. So that's been a really, honestly, it's been a good challenge. I didn't think it as a good challenge when, I got the news of how much I was gonna need to pay, but, I think it will be a good challenge because I'm not a good saver. It's really hard for me, and I hope, like, some of you guys can relate to that, or maybe not. Maybe it's just, like, me being, like, a bad saver, but, like, I am not good at saving. I really try. It's just, there's so many temptations. There's so many things that are like, oh, well, you know, that would be really cool to get, or blah, blah, blah. So I'm really switching my mindset about that. Because I have to keep it together, people. Also, if I'm going to be working 5 days a week, like, how much do I really need to buy? You know, like, be for real, you know, be for real. So I'm really gonna, like, get down to business on the saving money. And I mean, today's episode is kind of a little longer, but it's because I forgot that all this stuff happened in the past, like, couple weeks. But yeah, I mean, I hope your guys's weeks are going well. I know school is almost done. I have a few friends that are seniors this year in college, and that's just so exciting. Like, I hope you guys have good graduations. I hope you guys have good, like, last months of school. Whatever you're doing in the future, I hope you really look forward to it, because I think college is just a launching pad for the rest of your life, pretty much. And I definitely could say that now, and I wouldn't say I'm doing exactly what I want to be doing forever. Definitely not. But yeah, like, I hope you guys are really enjoying the ride. And yeah, I just want to get back into this. So if you guys have any topics you would want me to, like, speak on or talk about, I would really appreciate, like, people just letting me know those. Also, if you just want to ask me about, like, pop culture questions, really anything I would be interested in talking about, because I think, like, topic-driven podcasts are fun to listen to. But yeah, you guys let me know, and I hope you guys... Oh, sorry. I hope you guys have a good rest of the week. Bye. Thank you for listening, and please subscribe, share. You guys are awesome, and you just make my day. Thank you.